Okay, so we are on Yud Zayin Amud Beis. And yeah, so we're on the last of the skinnier lines, Tashma. Gemara, until now, has been talking about the Purit of Oshia. Rather, Oshia said that you have a person who doesn't bring Zakor Machagiga on Shavuos, they have 7 days to do Tashlum, right? And so Gemara tried to refute Rav Oshia, and that refutation was shot down. And now the Gemara is going to try a couple more times to refute Rav Oshia again. Tashma. Mishalo chag shivas yimei pesach u'shmona simi achag ve'yamtev harishon shel chag atzeres. They changed that. Some take out the word harishon. Shuv eino chogig. Okay, so someone who didn't bring a korban chagiga on the 7 days of Pesach, on the 8 days of Sukkot, and on the Yom Tov of Shavuos, Shuv Eino Chogeg is no longer allowed to bring their Chagiga afterwards. So, my love, Yom Tov Shel Atzeres. So, you know, ask yourselves, didn't the word just say Yom Tov? So, what do you mean, my love, Yom Tov? Just said Yom Tov. So, we're going to see in a second, the phraseology in the Brisa is maybe was shorthand also the way they had it. So, Yud Vav Tav, presumably means Yom Tov, right? And Yom Tov of Atzeres, meaning my love Yom Tov Shel Atzeres, meaning what it seems to say is, if you didn't bring your Chagiga on Atzeres, what's going to happen? Shuv Eino Chogeg. Seems to mean that you can't, you cannot go ahead and do Tashlumin. You can't make it up afterwards. So Gemara says, no, lo Yom Tovuach. It doesn't mean Yom Tov. Doesn't mean Yom Tov, it's Yod Vav Tes. Does not mean Yom Tov, but Yom Tavuach. It means no, there's no, you know, makeup date. I said, okay, it's fine. Yihachi, Nifshut Mina, Dachar Yom Tavuach. Fine, so Yom Tavuach, meaning there's only one day, makeup day. Right? At the very least, what it seems to say is you can't do anything more than that. You only have one makeup day, and Ravoshi again was trying to say you have seven. So Gemara says, no, Ima Yimei Tavuach. No, it didn't mean Yom Tavuach, but rather Yimei Tavuach. And some point out that literally it's talking about it was Rashi Tevos, Yud Vav Tes. So does that mean Yom Tav? Does that mean Yom Tavuach? Does that mean Yimei Tavuach? So meaning, no, it just means then if you didn't use the makeup dates, then you can't bring your korban anymore afterwards. So there's no proof. And so Rosh Yer remains. Tashma, he wants to try again. Detani Rabbi Bar Shmuel Amra Torah Mona Yamim V'Kidesh Chodesh. You're supposed to count days and then V'Mekadesh the month to determine that the month is a new month. Mona Yamim V'Kidesh Atzeres. Count days and also sanctify Shavuos. Ma Chodesh Limnuyav Afatzeres Limnuya. Just like Rosh Chodesh is only one day, right? You count day by day by day, and in order to arrive at Atzeres, which is one day, to get to Rosh Chodesh, which is one day, two max. So too, when I count to Atzeres, I only have that day, and there's no makeup afterwards. So Gemara says, "What are you talking about?" Gemara says, "My love, Gamar Min Chodesh, Ma Chodesh Yom Echad Af Atzeres Yom Echad." So just like you can learn from there that just like Rosh Chodesh is only day by day, one at a time. So same thing, Atzeres is only one day. You don't have an opportunity to make it up if you miss the Chagiga that day. So Amar Rava, so Rava says back, V'tispira, really? Ata Atzeres, Yomei Maninan, Shavui Lo Maninan. It says, you don't count Atzeres, you don't count up to Shavuos the same way you count up to a Rosh Chodesh. Right? Rosh Chodesh, how do you count? You count only days. When it comes to Shavuos, what do you count? You count days and weeks, right? Right? Specifically, actually, when it comes to Shavuos, we have a unique status that we specifically count days and weeks, because we have two different pesukim: Tisbru Chamishim Yom, count 50 days, and you count Shiva Shavuos. Also, you count weeks. The Od Chag Shavuos Ksiv, and even the name of the holiday is called Shavuos because we count weeks. Meaning, if that's true, then what? Don't tell me the drasha can't possibly be just like you count days to get to Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Chodesh is only one day, so do you count days to get that Tzeres and Shavuos is only one day, because it's not true. When you count for Shavuos, you count days and weeks, and therefore don't tell me I can only have one day of, you know, a tashlumin. You could very easily argue that the tashlumin should be shavua, because that's the amount of time that ways in which we count in segments of weeks. Fine. So the Gemara is going to now bring another proof for this concept in general of Oshia's idea of a tashlumin, a seven day makeup period. The Beir Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Tana. So the Beir Rav Elazar ben Yaakov said, Amar Kra Ukrasem Ubekutzrachem. So it says that you should Ukrasem, you should call it out, Ubekutzrachem, and at the time when you harvest. So Ezehu Chag Shatach Hore Bekotzer. What holiday is it that you call out, right? And that you also Kotzer, that you're also going to harvest, the Kotzer Bo, Havei Omer Zel Chagatzeres. That is the holiday of Shavuos. Okay. So Amos, when is this? Ilema v'yamtiv, or referring to, if it's ubakutzuchem es katir asachem, it's when you harvest your weed, etc., then, and that's the time of Shavuos, when does a person do katsira? It can't be anyantif, right? V'yamtiv mishari. It can't be. Anyantif katsira is a nisiz deraisa. It's a malacha to harvest anyantif. And allow the tashlumin. So rather, what does it mean? Ubekutzruchem es katsira atzachem. When do I have Shavuos? You have it during the time that a person does their harvest. What do you mean? I can't harvest on Shavuos. But the real pshat is, it's in the time period of the harvest, right? It's the harvest season. But the point being, the Gemara wants to make a drasha here and say, if it's telling me it specifically Bekutzruchem, when you're harvesting, that's not going to work. So it must mean that Bekutzruchem refers not to the day itself, but to the time of tashlumin. So what do you see? That you have a tashlumin, you have a makeup period after Shavuos. Fine. So instead of this proving Rav Oshia, this is sort of a support, another way to learn out the same idea of a tashlumin. But the Gemara is concerned, if that's true, what do I need both? I already have a drasha that taught me this halacha. You tried to knock it down, and we refuted every refutation. So why? It's very unusual for the Gemara now to bring another drasha to prove the same exact point. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Va'af agav de itmer de Rabbi Lazar, af agav de itmer de Rabbi Lazar am Rav Oshia. It's Tzirech Rav Lazar ben Yaakov. So even though we already have a rule, right, that was taught by Rav Lazar Am Rav Oshia, I still need Rav Lazar ben Yaakov. Why? Deem Rav Lazar Am Rav Oshia, if I just taught you from the original source that we had before on the last page, that I get 7 days as a tashlumin, which is a drush that made for Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, right? Just like Chag HaMatzos has 7 days of tashlumin, so Chag HaShavuos also has 7 days of tashlumin. So if I just learned from there, Havamina ma tashlumin shal chag hamatzos asur b'asiyas melacha af tashlumin atzeres nami asur b'asiyas melacha. What would I think? That just like, again, what's the real tashlumin of chag hamatzos? The answer is that I didn't bring the chagiga on the first day of Pesach, so I still have 7 days to make it up, right? The rest, the other 6 days of Pesach and 1 day of Isri Chag. So during that time, what happens? Take us back to Moed Katan. There's a nisim melacha during that time. Right, you can't do malacha during your tashlumin time. Is a time when there is actually an iser malacha because it's chalamoid and yantiv. So if I'm learning directly from Pesach, what am I going to think? That just like the days of tashlumin, when I can make up the korban I miss in the first day of Pesach, is a time of an iser malacha overall. So too, like a chalamoid type of situation. So I might think the tashlumi atzeres nami aser b'asiyas malacha. I might think that. The makeup days for Shavuos are also like a chalamoid, something like that. That I have an iser malacha during that time. Kamash Malan to Lazar ben Yaakov, and so comes Rav Lazar ben Yaakov to teach me that no, it has nothing to do with specifically Chag HaMatzos. I could learn and eat out even from the holiday of Shavuos itself. Ubekutzruchem teaches me a din even within Shavuos on its own. I don't need to learn it from Chag HaMatzos, in which case I don't have to draw this parallel that also there would be an Isra Malacha during the Tashlumin time. Okay. V'im the Rav ben Yaakov, and if I just have Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, the drash we just gave now, Kukrasem Ubekutzruchem Layodana Kama, and I wouldn't know for how long. All I know is that it's supposed to be All I know is that it's supposed to be a tashlumin. You don't tell me how many days it is. So kamashulam dolaz of Roshia. So you see, so there you have the approach of Lazar Rami Roshia, who's going to teach me that it's 7 days, because that drasha, that comparison between Chag HaMatzos and Chag HaShavuos is specifically a 7-day connection. So between the two of them, now I know that on the one hand, you have a tashlumin, you have a makeup if you didn't bring your Chagiga on Shavuos. I know also that tashlumin, though, is not a time of Isra Malacha when it's happening. It's just a regular day. And at the same time, I also know that it's a 7-day period, not more, not less. So if you combine the two drushas, even though typically, right, we had the drusha already, we don't need a second one, comes the second drusha to between the two of them, teaches all the halachos that apply to tashlumin. Okay, so we'll do that.